Chapter 8. A Strange Story. Utterson was silent for a few moments.
Are you saying that someone murdered Jekyll and is now staying in his room? That doesn't seem reasonable.
Mr. Utterson, there's more to tell you, continued Poole. The door to the room is always closed. I put my master's meals on the stairs, and he takes them when nobody is looking. The person in that room wants a certain chemical very much. He shouts for it day and night. Every day, sometimes two or three times a day, he writes an order for it on a piece of paper and throws it downstairs for me. Every time I bring him the chemical, he's angry. This chemical is not pure, he writes, and sends me to buy it from a different chemist's shop.
Have you got any of these papers? Asked Mr. Utterson.
Poole took a piece of paper from his pocket and gave it to Mr. Utterson. Utterson read it carefully. You recently sent a chemical to Dr. Jekyll, but it isn't pure, and Dr. Jekyll can't use it. A few months ago, Dr. Jekyll bought quite a lot of this chemical from you. Please try to find some of the same quality and send it to him immediately. The cost is not important. Dr. Jekyll needs it urgently, and he implores you to find it.
I went into the laboratory one day, and a man was there, began Poole. When he saw me, he shouted strangely and ran upstairs to Dr. Jekyll's room. I only saw him for a minute, but I was frightened. He had a mask on his face. Why? And why did he run from me?
It is very strange, Poole, said Utterson, but I think I understand the problem now. Your master has got a strange illness. This illness changes his voice and also gives him a deformed appearance. That's why he's wearing the mask and why he doesn't want visitors. That's also why he wants that chemical so much, to help him become normal again.
Poole's face was very pale.
Sir, he said, that person was not my master. My master is tall and slim. The man in the laboratory was very short. That thing in the mask was not my master. I'm sure that someone murdered him.
Poole, this note is in your master's handwriting, and that shows that he is alive, said Utterson. However, your doubts mean that I must check. I must break open the door of his room.
That's a good idea, exclaimed Mr. Poole. We will do it together.
You must tell me everything before we go, continued Mr. Utterson. Did you recognize the masked man?
He moved very quickly, sir, answered Poole. But I'm sure it was Mr. Hyde. Nobody can enter the laboratory. Only Mr. Hyde has got a key to the laboratory door at the back of the building. He still had it at the time of the Carew murder. And one more thing, there's something strange about Mr. Hyde. People feel a cold fear when they see him.
Yes, I saw Hyde once. I know what you mean, said Mr. Utterson.
When the masked man jumped up and ran upstairs, I felt that same cold fear. I know it's not evidence, but I'm sure it's Mr. Hyde in that room.
I agree with you, Poole, said Mr. Utterson. In my opinion, Hyde killed poor Jekyll, and he's still in Jekyll's room, but I don't know why. Let's go.
Mr. Utterson spoke to one of the servants.
Poole and I are going to force our way into Dr. Jekyll's room, he said. Take one of the servants with you, go round the corner, and stand at the laboratory door. Make sure that nobody escapes from the back of the building. We will give you 10 minutes to get there. Then we'll go upstairs to Dr. Jekyll's room." Poole took a hatchet, and he and Utterson went through the courtyard to the laboratory. They sat down silently to wait until the servants could get to the building. They heard the sound of footsteps in the room upstairs.
"He walks all day and night like that, sir," said Poole quietly. "He only stops when the chemical comes from the chemist's. Tell me, sir, are they my master's footsteps?"
Utterson listened. Jekyll's footsteps were slow and heavy. These footsteps were very different. "No, they're not," he said.